Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy and excited to have Patricia Love as my guest today. Join us for a conversation about how you can flip your I can't to an I can and begin to create the next chapter for your life, even during these challenging times. Welcome, Patricia.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm just delighted to be here, and I'm excited to have a conversation with you.
No, I'm excited to have a conversation with you, too. I can really resonate with so many of the things that I have learned about you since I first found out about you, and Jonathan asked if I would have you on the show, and I started reading about you online, and I went, oh my gosh, I got to have her on.
Well, I'm just thrilled to be here, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all need a rah-rah coach right now. I don't think just the women do. I think men too, you know, because the way things have been since the pandemic and then lately with the orange skies and the, you know, all the California, I don't know how it is where you are, but California right now is so smoky. And it's just,
oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, we have not only California, Oregon, Washington State, because I'm from Seattle, Washington. And it is. It's crazy out there. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty out there, a lot of fear out there. A lot of people are just you know, they're in that fear, I can't mode. And they're kind of stuck, and it's understandable, but there definitely are ways to move forward or to think about things differently. But yeah, this is a tough time. And if you're not, able to really stop and reflect, sometimes it's, can overtake you.
Well, you know, the thing is it's all about focus and practice. I mean, I know that, and I do it every day. I focus and I practice, and I try to focus on what's right in life and what I want and not what I don't want and everything, and focus on my circle of control. And I've even got my son, who's 30, so used to it that he's like, Mom, circle of control, Mom, you know, whenever I start getting out of it. But, you know, looking out of our windows this morning when at 10:25, in the morning, it was dark out. You know, here there's marine layers, so there's fog, and then there's the smoke on top of it, and so it's like this orange, really dark time. And I'm going, oh my gosh, you know. And you know, it looks like depression.
Really,
that's what it looks like. It looks like depression.
Yeah, you know what? You're that's perfect word for it. It really is almost like the darkness is not only within, it's coming around us also. It's even more scary for a lot of people because it's not only dark inside, it's dark outside. And and you said the right thing, or maybe I should say your son said the right thing, is to reminding ourselves to, you know, work on your circle of control, because that is all we can control. We can't control anything else. We can't control necessarily the pandemic, but we can control ourselves and what we do and how we feel about it. We can't control the fires, but we can control ourselves. Okay, how can I help and how do I stay away from it? Or, you know, so it's, you know, but it's just centering yourself, like you said, and kind of, you know, realizing and I hate to say the word reflect. And I hate to say sometimes the, you know, meditation or things like that, because, you know, a lot of people just don't understand that so much. So that's one of the reasons I kind of simplify things. I really love simplifying things, like what I said, turning your I can't into I can. It makes things easier for people to understand. I mean, when I say meditation to people, like, okay, if you just breathe and if you meditate, you know, that'll help. People are looking at, they look at me like, what? They feel like they have to be a monk, or they have to be, you know, meditate for like an hour, and they have to have their, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's really, I just try to help people really patience. And that is, and I love
I like that word, quietation.
Quietation. I made it up, and it's because it's a quiet time. Because I deal with a lot of people, and I'm sure you do too, that you know, they don't have time because, you know, everybody thinks on a hamster wheel, right? Everybody's like running and scared and there's uncertainty and everything, and they don't get off the hamster wheel. Well, I say, you know what, just take 2 minutes, because sometimes we just need to settle our blood pressure. And and that sometimes is just some deep, deep breaths. And that can change everything, and believe it or not, in a very quick, instant moment by just being quiet. And I say, like, and they say, well, I got, you know, four kids. That's okay. Run into the bathroom. Most of them won't run after you if you close the door for 2 minutes, unless you're like babies or whatever. And hopefully the older one can take care of them for 2 minutes. And just really find that quiet time that will begin to make you feel less uncertain and able to focus. Because as you well know, when we can't focus, everything is out of line.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny when you said that. It's been 15 years this year since when I first tried meditation the first time after I went to it. I went to see Wayne Dyer, actually, and Louise Hay in Las Vegas, and went to an all-day Abraham Hicks workshop. And I had been resisting meditation for years, you know, didn't thinking, oh, I can't sit there for like 20 or 30 minutes, or going Om Mani Padma Hum or whatever. This is just not for me. Yeah, and even Wayne's one, his Japa meditation, you know, and everything. I'm just going, okay, it's just too much time. I don't have time to
do that. I tried that one too, by the way.
Yeah, but the 15 minutes with a timer, they suggested set the timer for 15 minutes, close your eyes, put your feet up, you're in your comfortable robe on the sofa with your feet up, and just breathe. And I thought, you know, I like to see things, so I thought, oh, I don't want to have my eyes closed. But it felt so good. I wanted to do it again right after, and I've been doing it basically every day except a day or two when I've been sick in bed or something. Even on vacations, I just love that time, and it just makes me feel so much better. And then I added on to it to write a question on the top of a piece of paper. Got that from Louise Hay. So I write a question on the paper to whatever I want it to be. A lot of times it's to Mom, Wayne, Joy, Laurel, Louise. You know,
Right.
What do you want me to know? And then write the answers after. And, you know, I think that it really helps you feel more like you're doing something where instead of just sitting there breathing. So I don't know. It helps you focus. It totally helps you focus. And I agree with you. Even if you can close your eyes and breathe for 2 minutes, it helps reset you. And what you said about the blood pressure is so true. I'm the first of five kids, and I'm the only one that's not on blood pressure medicine.
It's amazing the difference. It's amazing the health things that actually does for your body when you just quiet yourself. But it really does, as you said, it sets the tone for the day. I was just like you. I was like, you know, meditation, there's no way, I'm not going to do this, it takes too long, I have not enough time for that, and and I'll never be able to go into my mind, as they say, that, you know, they go into the mind and visualize different things. And I think what's happened through the meditation, everybody talking about it, is that it's become scary to people. It has become, oh, I just can't do that, when in reality, if you refocus that and just, like I said, use it as a quiet time, that for yourself, a little bit of self-care, even if it's only like 5 minutes. And I say that minute-wise because people know they can do something for 2 to 5 minutes usually. And once they do it and they try it, then they want to go a little longer. So I always encourage people, like, just try it for 2 minutes, you know, and then if you like it, then try it for 3 minutes. And I found that when people work themselves up like that, then they're like, oh, my God, I love this, you know, and that's just a quiet time. And they learn to do it in just about any place they can be. Even if you're sitting in the car waiting for somebody, you can have a real grounding time, a quiet time. And it's really focusing your not only your blood pressure, but your brain. And as we all know, when we are in flight mode, in panic mode, nobody focuses well. When you're in fear mode, nobody focuses well. But when you can bring yourself down for 2 minutes, I mean, that's when, remember years ago, and I don't know if they really do this again, used to, but my day and age, they give us a brown bag if you were having a panic attack and they told you to breathe
right,
into it.
Right, I remember that, yeah.
You know, basically it's the same thing. It's this, you know, it's this breathing really deep breaths, and it really brings you down. It centers you, and you get calmer, and then you can make better decisions. And I really like to point out to people, just take it baby steps. Don't feel you got to go meditate the world. Just, and even if you got things going around in your head, which we all do, you know, until we become the monk, you know, in some place, you're probably going to have things that kind of go through your mind. It's okay. You're settling yourself down. And that's a key thing. And what I want to get across to some of your listeners today is, it will make a huge difference in your lifetime if you just do that, even if it's 2 minutes a day, because pretty soon you want to do a little bit more, and you're like, hey, kids, go away. I need an hour. You know, it's something you'll make a priority when you can make it simple. It's when it seems like it's so big.
And it's so easy, too. Almost everybody these days has a smartphone of some sort that has a timer on it, and so it's really easy to time it. So all you have to do is just set the timer for 2 minutes or three or five or whatever, or 15 if they want to really go for it. But for me, I love it. I just, and it's amazing how we're all on sensory overload these days. And
totally.
They talk a lot about people, kids, and even adults having attention deficit disorder. Well, it's because they've got stuff coming at us all over.
Well, yeah,
it's
coming from every direction. I mean, if you think about it, you can't get away from anything anymore. So the phone, and that's why the big thing is like, hey, put your phone down, which is really hard for people to do, and I get that. I understand that. But it's amazing when you do something, try something once, because it's like a habit. As I think you were talking about that earlier before the show, is that it's just creating a little bit of a habit and taking a little bit of time to create that habit. And pretty soon, you know, just take a walk without the phone. Just try it, even if it's around the block, and you can hurry back to the phone if you want to. But at least you've done it, and then you're like, you know what? The world didn't completely fall apart. So it's just knowing that and then realizing it, wow, I feel a lot better. When you start feeling good and feeling better, you're going to want to do more for yourself. And that's how self-care begins.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. That is so true. And I remember Oprah saying, too, to put the phone down and don't even have it near you in the morning. And I actually have it charging in the kitchen. I don't like to charge it in my bedroom because I don't want to have to I don't want it charged all the way in the morning. I want to go charge it while I'm having my coffee, writing my morning pages, meditating. I actually use a digital timer for the meditation, so I don't even need the phone near me. But, yeah, I don't even answer the phone, check email, check Facebook, or check Instagram, any of that stuff, until after I've done all of those things in the morning and gotten a start on the day.
Well, and that's why people should, block off, a half an hour, if nothing else, and try to do the things you want to do. Be good to yourself. I've always told this to people, and it's so hard for people to remember this, but it's kind of like, but years ago as a flight attendant, and it's so true about put the oxygen mask on yourself first, then put it on your kids, because you need to save yourself so you can save your children. So, it's no different in self-care, is that you need to care for yourself before you can care for somebody else. And I have a good example. I cared for my mother for 4 years. She moved in with me, and she was in another bedroom. And, I was a full-time caregiver along with my husband. And there was a time when I was just not doing anything. I was just constantly taking care of her. And my husband comes to me, and he goes, "You're getting a little impatient." And I didn't see it myself. And he says, and he looked at me, he says, "You're not being the best for your mother. You need to take time. I will handle it right now. Take some time for yourself so you can come back and be a positive energy for your mother. Your mother does at 90, does not need a negative energy." So, and it's so true. And we're so into it ourselves that we forget that until somebody brings it up to you. So when it was brought up to me, I really now try to make a really intention of taking care of myself, even for a little bit, then I can take care of others and I can focus better with people. And I'm giving my best to others, my clients, my everything, when I take care of myself just a little bit better and ground myself.
Exactly. That's, I feel exactly the same way. You're saying exactly what I feel. And it's so true. I mean, self-care, you know, gets kind of a bad rap sometimes because sometimes people think it means just, you know, pampering yourself with manicures
and pedicures,
and buying expensive clothes or something like that. But no, it's about taking care of the inner you. In fact, I with one of my coaching clients, talk about extreme spiritual self-care. So it's not just the outside. It's a reminder to take care of who we are inside so that we can be better on the outside with everyone else, you know?
Oh, I totally agree. And it's so important. I mean, it's a self-care. I mean, especially right now during this pandemic, during all this uncertainty going around right now, it's imperative that you start to look at yourself and take care of your internal self, because that will get you through all of this. Because when you can focus and take control of your thoughts a little bit better and understand, the fear won't come in as much when you're in control and say, and make it a choice. I'm a very big word person, and I teach a lot of my clients to say, you know, I'm choosing to take care of myself today, or I'm choosing to go work out today. I'm choosing to take a walk today, because then it puts you in control rather than saying, I'm just going to go take a walk. There's something about that word choice that puts you in control. And when people feel in control, they feel better about their lives. And so, and it's just taking one baby step at a time. So I encourage people just to start putting that word choose into their vocabulary. I'm choosing to not eat this today. I'm choosing to do this today, or I'm going to choose to take care of myself and take a walk. It's a makes a big difference in how they will see what's going on. Because like when they're in control, they're going to feel better about getting through this, because we will get through this. As you well know, there's lots of trauma, things that have gone on in our lives and different things that have gone through. We will get through them, but it'll change us. I'm hoping for the better, because I always believe that change is good for us. It just helps us think differently, grow, pivot, and adapting. So I think that if we look at all of this that's going on as, okay, maybe something needs to change here, because there's a lot of stuff happening. So I can't control that, but let me control me.
Yeah, exactly. That is so true. And you know, it's forcing a lot of people to spend more time with their family or alone or both.
Yes.
And
yes.
Also, it's just a time when we can, you're right, we can choose. We can choose to look at what we can do or what we can't do. Let's talk about that a little bit, the can do versus, I love the idea of flipping I can't to I can. And it said that you were doing real estate for a while as one of your careers, and it reminded me of flipping houses, you know. I mean, and now you're helping people flip their I can't to an I can. I love that.
Yeah, because I find it, a lot of it is words, like we're just discussing with you. A lot of it is words, and a lot of people are continually, if you listen to people, they'll say, I can't do this, or I can't do that. It's not that you can't do it. It's just you haven't had the knowledge to do it at this point. And if you start to rephrase things, because the word I can't is a real negative word. And so negative words, you know, subconsciously stay in our mind constant. So I'm always trying to get people to flip that I can't, to say, okay, I can do that. I just need to do this. Or a good example, I'm in the process of writing a book. And it's a different type of book. It's my story, and it's not as been as easy as I thought it would be. I've had to use different muscles, and there's been a couple of times with my coach that I was like, I'm gonna throw my hands up in the air because I don't want to do this. And the reality is because I just didn't have the knowledge of how to do it and create that new muscle in writing an actual story rather than just writing the facts. And so it's learning to be more creative and learning to pivot and adapt your life from I can't into I can. And what that basically is saying is turning your negative into a positive, or disrupting your negative behaviors so you can turn those negative behaviors into positive results. Because what happens is, as we all know, as we continue on the same I can't behaviors on a regular basis, we wonder why nothing changes. And as they say, I think Wayne Dyer says, and I think it might be him, is that, you know, you can't, if you don't change something, you'll always get the same results.
Oh, yeah.
And
totally. It's crazy
yeah,
to expect,
you know,
to get different results with the same behavior or same
thoughts,
and yet we do it, you know.
Thought. So when you're constantly saying, I can't, guess what? You're right, you can't. You can't do it. But if you start changing it just to I can, or another word, like I said, using the word choose, replacing that from can't, instead of I can't, it's better to say, I am choosing not to do this today.
Right.
Not that you
exactly.
can't.
Because then
I'm
it's a choice.
Choosing not to. Then it's a choice. So it's a matter of choosing. And it's amazing when people start using proper words and different words into the vocabulary, and they get into the habit of using them, it also starts the creation of a new and better positive attitude. And kind of like, a lot of people have felt that they just don't have that power. I'm really big on empowering women and bringing that power from within, or like you might, the music. We all have that music within us, but we just have to bring it to light or make it play. We have to listen to it. We have to make it play louder and louder, because we all have that power within. We all have that light. We all have that energy. We all have that music. But sometimes we get stuck in our negative behaviors in those can'ts, when really we can just flip a few words here and there, and you will start to see a much more positive, and you'll see the light begin to brighten more and more and more. And that's what it really is. It's just simplifying it.
Well, you know, you've said so many things, and I totally agree with all of them. And the time is absolutely flying by. I can't believe how fast it's going. We've only got like 8 minutes left. We're going to have you
dear.
Back on sometime when we can talk in more detail about a lot of these different things. But it's so true that I can't. We're choosing I can, I and choice. Oh, my gosh, those are all so important. And
important words.
Yeah, important words. It also amazes me when I've always been somebody who's fascinated with words, too, and not just like words like one of my friends is, where she's like totally into all the words in the dictionary and the exact definitions. But it's more what words we use constantly and what results we get from those words. In other words, how we feel and whether it causes us to not try something and be afraid, or even like this, you know, instead of saying feel the fear and do it anyway, what about if it's something that's exciting to you, say feel the excitement and do it anyway. I wrote about that in my book, and it helped me when I was writing my book, you know, feel the excitement and do it anyway, because I was scared. But same thing
scared.
That you're saying.
You know, yeah, we're all scared. We all have fear. We all have things. It's just how we approach it. And if you can approach it in a more positive way, like you just said, you know, just I'm anxious and I'm excited, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because fear is just unknown. It's just something you haven't done before. It's a muscle you haven't trained. I remember starting in real estate 30 years ago and wrote my first offer. I was so fearful, it took me 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
Now I can write it in the sleep. So it's fear that, so it's just always interesting. It's what it's the unknown that is fearful. And there's another word I like to put into for people too, is because they're always saying, because right now we need a lot of positive, positive words and positive things going on in our lives. I like people to use the word get to. And I want to say that is like people go, oh, I got to go to work. I always try to get people to say, I get to go to work. I get to go work out. I get to go have lunch. I get to go do this. Because when you use that word, it reminds you to be grateful, because there's somebody else that doesn't get to do that. And you are, you know, it's so easy to take for granted that you have a job. It's so easy granted that I get to wash dishes. You know what somebody said to me, one time I said, oh, God, I have to wash the dishes. They said, no, you get to wash dishes because you have dishes to wash. I'm like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Some people don't have dishes. So it's again, how we say them and turn the I can't. And I can't do I can't is just a simple metaphor of changing your negative behaviors into positive behaviors, which can change your life into an opportunity that you would not even believe. Just, and continually doing it and creating better new habits. And it really can be fun if you don't overwhelm yourself. You just use it simple. I always want to say, baby steps, girls, baby steps. You know, every single step and step turn into then giant steps. And you're like, wow, look how far I've come.
Well, and the other thing is, I've been being reminded of a lot lately from my inner being, joy, the universe, whoever, you know, is that to enjoy the journey. I mean, you know, it's not like we want to, as Abraham tells in one of their stories, put our boat in the river, down the river, and just get out of it. We want to enjoy the ride on the stream, and we want to enjoy the journey of our time here. Oh, my gosh.
And
when
you do more self-care,
left, so,
I know. When you do more self-care, you will start to do that.
Yeah. What I want to do, though, right now is I want to ask you, how do you feel our lives will be better post-pandemic? Because I think that's something that maybe people, it would be a nice thing to leave people with.
Absolutely. You know what? If you can look at the pandemic and what's going on and saying, this is a brief moment in my life, and I'm going to take this as an opportunity to create new opportunities. I'm going to learn to pivot in my life, maybe to change a few things in my life and create a better, you know, post-pandemic, to create a better life for me. Because this is a time of reflection. This is a time of feeling who you are and to let people know it will be better. It will get better. But the more we reflect on ourselves and learn to focus on our inner self, the next time that something comes up, like a new pandemic or a new trauma or a death in the family or anything that's life-changing, you will be able to handle it even better. And it's really when you just, you're out there and you don't want to learn about yourself and understand and be more understanding about other people and compassionate, it's when you kind of just go into the next phase again that something happens, you go right back to the same person. When in reality, if you just learn from this a little bit and get some and just realize this is something that happens in life. This is these are things that are going to happen, and I want to be ready for the next one. And so I want to prepare myself. I want to learn. I want to engage. I want to understand myself and be not so fearful. And how can I learn to control myself so when the next one comes, I will be better in control, be more prepared. And that way it's not as hard. I mean, I know years ago when we had lots of things happen, there are different things, right? Mm-hmm. But lots of things that happen, once you've learned to kind of handle your own self, when I came into this pandemic, I was able to control myself a lot better and I'd be in more understanding and move forward and start looking at more opportunities and not looking at things as obstacles, but as opportunities. How can I change myself to be better?
Yeah, exactly. So this is, and I agree totally, it's a time to learn, to grow, to figure out what you're interested in and to listen and to meditate, like you said, to start listening to what is
quietate,
the music in
quietate.
Your heart. What?
Quietate.
Yeah, quietate. I love that word. Yeah. Quietate. Oh, my gosh. But it's so true. I mean, you can't live your music unless you are able to listen to your heart. And by meditating, going in, quieting yourself and taking care of yourself, all the things you were just talking about, that's when you can hear what it is your heart wants you to do.
What
you're
absolutely,
here on earth
because
to
you
do.
Are a song. Yeah, because you are a song, really, and you can choose the lyrics you want. And if you want to change those lyrics to something else, that's a beautiful thing. So you are your song. You are your own song. Just create your own lyrics.
I love that. I can totally relate. Oh, my gosh.
I thought you might have
relate Patricia.
To that. Again. And again, I'm totally into music. I love music myself, so this is like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So flip your I can't into an I can. I choose to enjoy myself even during the pandemic for sure. And to learn.
I choose to be in control. Yeah, I choose to be in control of myself. I choose to control my own fear. I choose. You know, it's your choice. I get to. Those kinds of things.
I get to.
I can. Yeah.
I can.
I get to.
When
you're grateful during these pandemics or anything like that, you must always realize there's somebody that's a whole lot worse off than we are. A whole lot worse.
So true.
You know, so when you get to do something, it's like you got to remember there's other people that have no food, that have no place to sleep, that other countries that are, you know, so much worse off. So you get to do this. We get to get through this.
I've loved having you on my show. We're going to get cut off in just a minute.
So fun.
But thank you. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Absolutely.
Everyone out there, live your music and do it. Just do it and say, I can do it. Thank you,
That's
Patricia.
Right. You're very
and
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you,
everyone. Great opportunity to be here.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and please share this show with your friends and family. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.